Listener, good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of Media and Society, a media reawakening program on Express Radio 90.3 FM. In today's episode, the focus of the program will be on our constant resource person and a dual professor in person of Professor Abdullah Uba Adamu, who was honored on 16th September 2014. In view of this, the Express Radio felt deemed fit to join hands together and congratulate Professor A.U. Adamu on his honor. The program, which had in attendance the first pioneer of Mass Communication Department, BUK Alhaj Muhammad Ibrahim, Professor Dandati Abdul Qadir, Professor Saidu Ahmed Bagura, Alhaj Ahmed Amin, Dr. Sana Hamisu, Dr. Balaraba Meikaba, Dr. Bala Muhammad, Malam Gausu Ahmed, and the Professor A.U. Adamu and others. In his opening remark, the chairman of the occasion and the first FRCN and NTA managing director, as well as Makram Ringim, made a dramatic description of who is Professor A.U. Adamu.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyil karim. Distinguished academicians, students, ladies and gentlemen, if I may express my own humble opinion, of course, it's not common to find a double-digit professor in any university. But BUK is very, very lucky to have one. I see him more as someone who is married to two wives. Well, I don't know about that. But I see him as someone who is married to two wives. Both of them intellectuals. And the first wife, of course, happens to be an educationist. Humble, accommodating, tolerant, and a good intellectual. The second one, a little agitated, critical, well, I would say troubleshooter, but at the same time, difficult to please. So I keep wondering, how does he keep them together? The first wife, of course, whatever is discussed in the bedroom is left under lock and key. But the second wife, a mass communicator, will come out and start putting everything on the pages of newspapers, radio and television. So to keep these people in check, I think it's a bit problematic. And I believe Professor Abdullah Uba Adamu had the capacity and the ability to keep them in check, to keep them happy. Though I understand he has already moved to the other department, abandoning the first wife. Yes. Whether there is going to be total divorce, I don't know. Whether there will be commotion between the Department of Education and the Department of Mass Communication over him, I don't know. I think I leave it to the students to agree on amicable solution so that both sides can continue to enjoy his enormous intellectual prowess. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me once again congratulate, as I said, the double-digit professor, and I wish you more years and more academic achievements. Thank you very much.
On his part, the chairman organizing committee, Professor Saidu Babura, said he was not surprised with the laudable achievement of the Professor A.U. Adamu and emphasized the importance of recognizing the likes of A.U. Adamu.
I'm not surprised. Someone from education branching into other areas. All other areas emanate from education. We are all involved in education. We are all who would like to be called, identified as educated. So we are, in a sense, we are also a branch of education who has now researched, written, taught, contributed immensely in that area of mass communication, and who, by the University of Kano and the current Vice Chancellor in particular, recognized and encouraged, and whose total contribution to mass communication was assessed internationally, independently, and the result that was found to be sound mass communicator, if I can put it that way, someone who has done enough to merit the chair of mass communication. This is a credit to Bayero University as having identified, as having given the conducive atmosphere for academics to excel in their immediate discipline, or even in the neighboring, or even different disciplines, who encouraged broad-mindedness in scholarship. Someone who has interest in anything under the sun is given the atmosphere to research and contribute. That, I think, is a credit to Bayero University. Also, Bayero University is lucky to have someone who has the ability, the capability, the sense, the intellectual prowess needed for this kind of jump to another area and contributing and be recognized, not by us, his colleagues, but internationally. His papers were assessed both nationally and internationally before he was duly promoted to the rank of professor. This is by no means achievement which identities, African identity group recognized, and they said perhaps if we don't, then nobody will. So it's not out of inhumanity if we celebrate someone who has been able to achieve something which has been objectively being assessed. So this is in line with Bayero University tradition of honoring those who had remarkable achievement in the chosen areas of academic pursuit. With these few remarks, we thank you very much.
In the related development, the Vice Chancellor, heavily represented by the former Vice Chancellor and the former Nigerian Ambassador to Libya, described Professor Eyu Adamu as a son and expressed his profound gratitude over his laudable achievement and encouraged Professor to keep it up.
For the celebrant, he is a son, a student, and our colleague. His father was my older brother, right from Abdullahi Bayero College up to Bayero University. We have been always together with his father. But let me say this, his father, if he was given the chance, he would have done better than Abdullah Uba Adamu. So I'm not surprised with all the achievements that Abdullah Uba Adamu did in his two areas, science, education, and mass communication. Whenever you hear the name of Abdullah Uba Adamu and his contributions to knowledge, if you see him, When you hear the name, you will think that he is about 6 feet tall. But if you meet him physically, then you will say, okay, he is not 6 feet taller in height, but he is 7 feet taller in academics and his contributions to knowledge in various aspects of knowledge. So we are today celebrating this young, I don't call him young, he always wants to say my father, I don't know. So we must congratulate you. Keep it up, don't give up, because knowledge is the only thing that we are asked to do, min al mahad ila lahad, from the cradle to the grave. There is nothing that you have been asked to pursue from the cradle to the grave except knowledge. So please continue, and I'm sure the future is greater. I have no doubt about it. May God bless you, and I would like to congratulate my son, Abdullah Uba Adamu. We are proud of you. Thank you.
In the related development, the former national president of Motion Pictures Practitioners Association of Nigeria and representative of African identity, Malang Abdul Karim Muhammad, identified the reason why Professor Abdullah Uba Adamu should be celebrated.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mr. Chairman, distinguished gentlemen on the high table, I would like to begin by saying there is no better starting point than getting somebody that has established himself as an intellectual of international repute than the person we have chosen to celebrate today. It is a clear message from the African Identities Group that whoever excels and is amongst us we will celebrate him. Why do we need to do this? Because Africa needs to identify itself from what is happening in terms of globalization, in terms of glocalization, in terms of internationalization, because a one-time president of Uganda, President Idi Amin, was asked by a journalist sometime before his death, "Mr. President, why are you always interested in blowing your trumpet?" His reply to the journalist was that, "In Africa, if you don't blow your trumpet, you don't get anybody to blow it for you." That statement is true of us now, because Africa cannot afford to be docile. Africa cannot afford to be without a voice in the Committee of Nations. That is why the African Identities Group is saying that we must have as an agenda a forum whereby we can be able to celebrate ourselves and we can be able to tell the world who we are from our own perspective, not waiting for somebody to tell us who we are. And I think it is on this note that I will say I'm personally elated, because the people that are gathered here in this auditorium today are mostly youth, the driving force of Africa. Indeed, any continent in the world lies on youth. And technology is what drives development today. Therefore, I'm calling upon us to embrace the doctrine that we are trying to identify of African identity so that we can propagate it to the advantage of our continent and our people. Thank you very much.
Similarly, an associate professor and the head of the Department of Mass Communication, Professor Balaraba Mekaba, described Professor A.U. Adamu as a person that has been playing a fatherly role since he came to the department, and made some flashback on his transfer and informed the gathering the professor's effort for graduating one of the first candidates he supervised for having his PhD.
Assalamu alaikum. I've been asked to make a few remarks. Professor Abdallah, I must inform you that since he came to MASCOM, has been playing a good fatherly role to all of us. We have been consulting him on several issues. We sought for his advice and he has been helping us. We have been working together. In fact, he is the only person behind the forthcoming Faculty of Communication and Media Studies that the university is establishing. So Professor Abdallah, actually, if he left education because he wants to promote scholarship, we want him, we love him. He's in MASCOM. I can remember even the time when the first attempt was made for him to be transferred to MASCOM. The previous leadership of BUK did not honor the request. It was only when Professor Abubakar Adamu Rashid came that he recognized there is a need to fully identify with the potentials of Professor Abdallah, and that was how he became a double professor. The first in the history of BUK, and I think it should be the first in the history of most Nigerian universities. We have never heard of anybody being a double professor. It's only Professor Abdallah that is recognized as such. Thus, the MC was informing the gathering that even yesterday, one of the first candidates he supervised in the department actually had his Bible goes for PhD and is now a PhD. Dr. Bashir Ali is here with us. So this is just the beginning. I'm sure before the end of the year or so, Professor Abdallah will produce more and more PhDs for us. This is despite the numerous numbers of masters and undergraduate students he's supervising. So we really thank those who gave the support, and we thank you all. And we believe Abdallah should be celebrated continuously, not even today, continuously. We are going to continue celebrating him in view of his qualities, and then in view of his potentials and his support that he's rendering to humanity. So thank you very much.
Finally, a veteran journalist, an orator, communicator, public speaking expert, and consultant in the business of communication, Alhaji Ahmad Amin, when presenting a citation on the celebrant, described him as Professor plus plus plus.
A'udhu billahi samiul alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim. Esteemed and distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is a rare honor and indeed a privilege for me to be tasked with the responsibility of doing this reverence and honor to whom honor is due, presenting Professor Abdallah Uba Adamu, Professor of Media and Cultural Communication, Professor of Science Education, Department of Mass Communication, Bayero University, Kano, Nigeria. I call him Professor Plus Plus. Professor Abdallah Uba Adamu was employed in Bayero University as graduate assistant in science education in July 1980. 17 years after, he had become the first professor of science education from Kano. In 2012, he entered into the annals of Nigerian intellectual history by becoming a double professor, when he became a professor of media and cultural communication in the Department of Mass Communication. And as with science education, he additionally became the first professor of mass communication in Kano. This then amply demonstrates his interdisciplinary diversity and acumen. In the field of media and cultural communication, Professor Adamu has a total of 85 publications, 32 in media and cultural communication, 19 of which were international, 46 in education, of which 22 were international, in addition, 7 publications in knowledge and cultural practices. His international publications include books published in Paris, 1992, in New York, 1994. At the moment, he is awaiting the publication of additional 12 publications from both national and international publishers. In addition, he has edited 6 books, written 4 articles, reviews for Ethnomusicology Forum, Journal of African Cultural Studies Africa, and UBE Forum, a book manuscript review for Indiana University Press, and delivered 3 published public lectures held at Bayero University Kano, IBB University Lapai, and Adeniran Ogunsanya College of Education, Lagos. He also presented 183 research papers, out of which 29 were at international events in France, in South Africa, in Turkey, in Cameroon, in Italy, in Morocco, in Egypt, in Ethiopia twice, in Ghana twice, in Kenya twice, in Senegal twice, in Niger Republic 5 times, in Abu Dhabi twice, in Poland twice, the United Kingdom 3 times, the United States of America 3 times, and Germany 8 times. Professor Adamu is engaged in consultancy services for international NGOs and submitted 32 commissioned ethnic consultancy reports to organizations and agencies such as MacArthur Foundation, the World Bank, USAID, DFID, British Council, UNESCO, and UNICEF. He was the first African senior Fulbright scholar at the University of California in Berkeley in the United States of America, and the first Rockefeller Foundation resident scholar, Villa Sabelloni Bellagio, Italy, from Northern Nigeria. He was also the first to be acknowledged in Who is Who in Science Education Around the World when he became Professor of Science Education in 1997 at merely age 41. He subsequently delivered the 7th professorial inaugural lecture 10 years ago on 24th of April 2004. His subsequent ethnographic research focuses
on the interface between the vibrancy of media and the traditional culture among the Muslim Hausa of northern Nigeria has led to more imitations as guest lecturer, invitations as guest lecturer and commissioned paper presenter. Consequently, over the years, Professor Adamu has presented special invited guest lectures on Muslim Hausa popular culture at the University of Warsaw in Poland in 2012, the Polish Academy College, Columbia University, New York, 2007, Polish Academy of Science in 2012, University of Florida at Gainesville, 2010, University of Basel in Switzerland, 2009, Bernard College, Columbia University, New York, 2007, Hamburg University, Germany in 2008, School of Oriental and African Studies in London in 2007, and the University College, Germany in 2004. In 2011, Professor Adamu was cited in Who is Who in Research Film Studies, Intellect UK in 2012. Professor Abdullah Adamu was awarded the European Union Visiting Scholar Grant for the Modern University Project as a visiting professor to teach African popular culture and oral traditions, local and global perspectives at the University of Warsaw in Poland for a semester, March to June 2012. In July 2014, he presented his second professorial lecture in mass communication, which was also the university's 15th in the series. We are gathered here, esteemed and distinguished ladies and gentlemen, to intellectually recognize, do reverence and honor on these monumental achievements by Professor Abdullah Uba Adamu, double professor plus plus.
Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. On behalf of the entire management of Express Radio, we congratulate Professor A.U. Adamu once more, and we wish him many more of academic endeavor.